Welcome to another episode of By Kids, For Kids Storytime. We've got a big favour to ask you. Please review us on iTunes. It will really help us a lot so we can continue to give you even more stories. Just go to iTunes, search for By Kids, For Kids Storytime and click on review. Also, do you have any stories that you'd like us to perform? Let us know. We'll see if we can do it. Write to us at bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, enough of that. Let's get on with the story. The Story of Aladdin. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow who had an only son whose name was Aladdin. One day, Aladdin met a mysterious stranger. This smartly dressed, dark-eyed man with a trim black beard asked Aladdin an unusual question.
"Come here, boy,"
he ordered.
"Would you like to earn a gold coin?"
"A gold coin?"
exclaimed Aladdin.
"Sir, I'd do anything."
"I'm not going to ask you to do much. Just open that trap door and go down. I'm too big to squeeze through. If you do as I ask, you'll have your reward."
The stranger helped Aladdin lift the heavy trap door. Aladdin was thin and easily went down. He carefully made his way down some stone steps and found himself in a large, sparkling chamber, which was dimly lit by a flickering old oil lamp. Aladdin saw a wonderful sight. Trees dripping with glittering jewels, pots of gold and caskets full of priceless gems. It was a treasure trove. Aladdin was standing amazed when he heard a shout behind him.
"The lamp! The lamp! Put out the flame and bring me the lamp!"
"But why would a stranger, out of all this wonderful treasure, just want an old lamp?"
Aladdin wondered.
"Maybe he's a wizard."
How right he was! Picking up the lamp, Aladdin retraced his steps up to the entrance.
"Give me the lamp!"
shouted the wizard, thrusting out his arm to grab it. But Aladdin cautiously drew back.
"Let me out first."
"Pah! Too bad for you,"
snapped the stranger, slamming down the trapdoor. Never noticing that as he did so, a ring slid off his finger. Terrified, Aladdin was left in the darkness. Then he stepped on the ring. He put it on his finger, nervously twisting it round and round. Suddenly, the room was flooded with a light, and a great genie with clasped hands appeared on a cloud.
"Your wish is my command,"
said the genie. Astounded, Aladdin stammered,
"I want to go home."
In a flash, he was back in his own home.
"How did you get in?"
called his mother. Excitedly, Aladdin told her of his adventures.
"Where's the gold coin?"
his mother asked.
"Oh, mother, I'm so sorry,"
said Aladdin.
"I forgot it. All I have is this old lamp."
"Well, let's hope it works. It's so dirty."
And the widow began to rub the lamp. Suddenly, out shot another genie in a cloud of smoke.
"You've set me free after centuries. I was a prisoner in the lamp, waiting to be freed. Now I'm your obedient servant. Your wish is my command."
The genie bowed.
Bring us...
"A lovely big meal,"
his mother interrupted. From that day on, the widow and her son had everything they could wish for. Food, clothes, and a fine home. For the genie of the lamp granted everything they asked him.
Aladdin grew into a tall, handsome young man, and his mother felt that he ought to find himself a wife. One day at the market, Aladdin saw the Sultan's daughter, Halima. He only caught a fleeting glimpse of the princess, but it was enough for him to fall in love with her. Aladdin told his mother, who said,
"I'll ask the Sultan for his daughter's hand. He's certain to accept."
In the Sultan's palace, the Sultan told the widow that her son must show proof of his worthiness. This was mostly the Chamberlain's idea, for he himself was eager to marry the beautiful black-eyed Sultan's daughter.
"If Aladdin wants to marry Halima,"
said the Sultan,
"he must bring enough precious stones to cover this carpet."
Aladdin went home and told the genie what he required.
"Your wish is my command,"
said the genie. A mountain of jewels magically appeared. When he saw this the next day, the Sultan was shocked. He never imagined such wealth could exist. But the envious Chamberlain broke in with a question.
"Where will they live?"
he asked. The Sultan thought, then, allowing greed to get the better of him, told Aladdin,
"Build a splendid palace for Halima."
Aladdin went straight home and, in what was once a wilderness, the genie built him a palace. The last obstacle had been overcome, and the wedding took place with great celebrations. News of Aladdin's sudden fortune and wealth spread like wildfire until one day a strange merchant stopped beneath Aladdin's window.
"Old lamps for new,"
he called to the princess. Halima knew nothing of the power of the lamp, and wanting to give Aladdin a surprise, she fetched the old oil lamp and gave it to the merchant in exchange for a new one. The merchant quickly began to rub it, and the genie was now at the service of the wizard. In a second, he magically sent the palace and the princess to an unknown land. Nobody knew what had happened. Only Aladdin knew it had something to do with the magic lamp. But he remembered the genie of the ring. Slipping the ring on his finger, he twisted it round and round, and the genie appeared.
"Take me to my beloved wife,"
he ordered the genie. In a flash, he found himself inside his own palace, and peeping from behind a curtain, he saw the wizard and the princess, now the wizard's servant.
"Psst, psst,"
hissed Aladdin.
"Aladdin, it's you!"
"Shh, quietly, take this powder and put it into the wizard's tea."
The wizard sipped his tea and fell into a deep sleep. Aladdin hunted for the lamp high and low, but it was nowhere to be seen. After searching everywhere, Aladdin looked underneath the pillow.
"The lamp at last,"
sighed Aladdin, hastily rubbing it.
"Your wish is my command,"
exclaimed the genie. Aladdin ordered the wizard to be taken far away where he'd never be found again. The genie grinned, and the wizard vanished. Halima clutched Aladdin in fear.
"What's going on?"
said Halima.
"Who's that genie?"
Aladdin told her the whole story.
"Can we return to our own kingdom?
The magic that brought you here will take you back, but with me at your side forever."
Aladdin rubbed the magic lamp and said to the genie,
"Take my wife, myself, and the palace back to our own land as fast as you can."
"Your wish is my command."
At the snap of a finger, the palace rose into the air and sped over the Sultan's kingdom and gently floated down to earth and landed on its old site. Aladdin and Halima rush to hug the Sultan. To this very day, you can still admire the traces of that ancient palace, which people call the palace that came from the skies.
Thank you for listening to this episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime, performed by Maya Degenhardt,
Lucy Birch,
and Max and Ruby Hughes.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.